Hello, welcome to the Travel Advice Show. Listen as travel experts Chris Newton and Jerry Fuller give advice on world destinations and discuss important travel topics that are valuable to any world traveler. Go to www.traveladviceshow.com where you can listen to this show and all previous shows, or even ask your travel questions. Now here are your hosts, Chris and Jerry.
Hi, welcome to the Travel Advice Show, and I'm Chris Newton, one of the co-hosts, and I'd like to introduce my other co-host, Jerry Fuller. How you doing, Jerry?
Fantastic. Yes, I'm doing very well, and looking forward to this show because it's going to answer a lot of questions that a lot of people have.
Yeah.
And we're really excited to have with us Charles Weston. I've known him a long time. He is founder, owner, and president of YourTrip.com in Philadelphia. And welcome, Charles. We'd love to have you on the show.
Thank you. Glad to be with you.
Yeah, welcome. Welcome, Charles.
Well, I guess we should begin, first of all, Charles, in asking, what is a travel agent?
Oh, that's a big question, actually, Jerry.
If you go back
maybe 30, 40 years, a travel agent used to be a travel guru, a guy who, especially at the time of steamer travel, could tell you how to get where you're going, and who's going, and who had a room full of luggage tags that he could put on your bags if you were going to Hong Kong by steamer. But there came a time in the middle part of the last century when the airlines began distributing their tickets through travel agencies, and they gave them software to do it with. And after that time, a lot of people thought of travel agencies as just a source of plane tickets, and that is what many agencies became. And it's only in recent years now that the airlines have suddenly turned away from that practice, leaving a lot of agencies high and dry, that the consulting element of our business has come to the fore again. And we realize that nowadays a travel agent is much more than a source of booking, making bookings and transmitting money and so on, but we're a source of knowledge, advice, counseling. It's almost like we're your travel therapist sometimes.
I know that travel agencies are different kinds. They're large and small and specialized. Do you want to spend a few minutes about the different types of agencies and what they do and how they do it?
Yes. There are some agencies who specialize in business travel, and they have huge banks of people answering the phones with headsets on and making travel arrangements for businessmen, hotels, limos, airplanes, etc. And they do concentrate to the big chunk of the business. And then there's the online travel agency, where if you know, or think you know at least exactly what you want, you can go and book your flight and your hotel there. And it's an agency, but it isn't an agency because there's nobody to talk to. And if you make a mistake, you're on your own. And then there's the leisure agency, which my agency forms a part. And there are leisure agencies that specialize in cruises, that have good connections with all the cruise lines. There are other agencies that specialize in tours and in individual tours. And there are still other agencies that have narrower specialties, like travel to a certain world area or travel of a certain kind. And I guess my agency falls into that latter category. We sort of specialize in what they call expedition travel. This is travel that takes you to places that you normally couldn't get by driving or walking or taking a plane, and gives you a whole new breath of life as a result of the experience.
I know. Can you tell me how long you've been in business?
Well, we started out in 1993 in Philadelphia. I came from a corporate career in Europe and started the agency here in Philadelphia in the end of 1993, and we've been concentrating business since then.
Well, because I know I want to mention that Charles works with through and many times with Travel Advice, the company that I have, and I've known Charles a very long time and the type of work that he does. And Charles, I know one thing that we even get in Travel Advice, many people ask us why we charge the fee that we do with Travel Advice, and they also call us back sometimes when we refer them to different agencies, why the agency is charging them money. Do you want to talk about how travel agencies make their money nowadays and why it's different than it was even a while back?
Yeah, I guess. There is one situation under which they can charge a fee, and that is when people come and ask us to issue an airline ticket, just an airline ticket. If we are working on a larger itinerary, there is no fee attached, but we are usually receiving a commission, a distribution margin, as it were, from the suppliers that we use. And that provides us with a basis for keeping our rent paid and our personnel paid. And it really works out. We don't make a lot of money, but we do fairly we do well enough to stay in business with the commissions that we get. Now, what we do sometimes, if somebody comes to us and says there's a big complicated problem to solve and it's going to take a lot of work, we'll say we need an upfront deposit, which will go towards the cost of your trip. But we need to take some money so that if you walk away, we won't have spent 2 days of our time for nothing. So that's one of the things where we make money. That's one of the places where it's just part of the deal, but it comes up front.
Mm-hmm. Now, we sort of have inferred it and talked about it, but I'd like to be real specific if we can. I have learned and discovered that, and you've talked about it a bit, as I mentioned, that many, many travel agencies are specializing. I mean, even to the point of selling only certain products. For example, you mentioned cruises. They may only sell 3 different cruise lines, and that's it. Or if they go to sell Hawaii or something, they just only do certain things. You mentioned you do more specialized and like FIT type travel. Do you specialize in certain companies that you do more than others? And if so, why and which?
Well, we do have certain companies which we have the highest confidence in. That's another thing. If you are approaching the idea of making a trip that has some content in it, you can go online and say, all right, I want a tour of China. And you'll find a zillion companies come up when you do your Google search in their tours of China, and you have basically to read what they say about themselves. Now, a travel agent has a lot of experience with a lot of companies.
Mm-hmm.
Knows which ones are good, which ones to stay away from. And we have developed certain affinities, let's say. For instance, in the case of expedition travel, we do a lot of business, and I think we're one of the biggest retailers in the United States of Lindblad Expeditions. They do trips to Antarctica, to the Galapagos Islands, to the whale watching in Baja California, and so on. And we've got very high level confidence in their work, and there are other companies too that we work with for different types of travel. And we've found that our best indicator of who to use and who to go with depends on the feedback that we get from our clients, because we do a lot of follow up after people travel. We know what the feedback has been. So we're very good at tracking and keeping people abreast of trends and things like that. If you want to go and do this yourself on the Internet, you're on your own, basically.
I know it, and it's difficult. It's really difficult to make a decision on your own. And out of curiosity, I know there's no average, but what is an average length of time for a passenger that's going to go through you? Is there such a thing?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand.
Is there an average length of time that you might spend with a client that is coming to you and wanting to do a trip? Can they anticipate spending?
We have, at a minimum, let's say we will have about 2 hours of interface time, and that's just to get started. And then as the plan develops, there are lots of things to discuss, lots of decisions to make, and we may spend for instance, for a trip to Antarctica, there are side trips to talk about. Would you like to go to Patagonia? Would you like to go to Easter Island? Would you like to go to the Lake Country before you embark on your trip to the South Pole? Are you interested in perhaps spending a little time in California on your way to Hawaii? There are all sorts of things like that which we toss back and forth, we talk about. So it takes, the more complicated trips can take several, can take as much as a day or 2 days of, when you put it all together, of time face-to-face or online, on the phone with the client.
One thing that I found out with travel agents is that to work best with a travel agent and to save the most hassle and get exactly what you want, you should give some lead time. You want to give about booking your trip, do you want to give some information or ideas about lead time? How much time do you want ahead of they're taking the trip to actually give a fabulous opportunity and to get what they want?
Oh, well, that's one of my pet peeves is the people who want to do something very interesting and very elaborate, but then they give you 1 week to set it up.
And
the availability is gone by the time they're leaving in a week. You're struggling to find the availability for what they want to do. It's much better that if you have a twinkling of a thought in your mind about something that you would like to do in 9 months or 12 months, talk to me about it now. We can get started. We have all sorts of things to work on together. And there are certain seasons, for instance, Christmas, spring break, Easter, things like that, which are very, very busy. And you have to do them at least 6 months in advance, or you're just going to be out of luck for anything. There will be very little choice about what you're going to do.
Mm-hmm. I know a certain hotel is like the Senussi in Italy, certain cruise lines, certain everything. They just sell out very, very fast. And that's one thing that we know on travel advice also, that people want to do things just so fast. And it's just impossible to get exactly what they want, and they won't quite have the same trip that they would have had if they'd started a few months earlier.
That's right. If you start a year ahead of time, you have the whole panoply of things that are available, and you can make intelligent choices about them. Otherwise, you're forced to take whatever's available.
I know. Do you have any other suggestions that people that are going to use a travel agent, and especially using you for their FITs and expedition trips, that they need to know about?
Well, let's start about what the travel agent needs to know about.
All right.
Because very often, when you come to a travel agent, you have to, have a dialogue with that person about what it is you're hoping to achieve, what kind of a memory you want to generate from that trip. Before you start launching into the details, let's talk about the generalities. How old are the people that are coming? What are their desires? What would they like to do? I've had so many cases where I discover late in the game that there's going to be a 12-year-old boy coming along who loves to play soccer. And if I'm lucky enough to discover that, I can usually set up something really interesting for that kid and make the whole trip for him gesture. I recall once I did a trip to Africa for a family of six, and they had a boy who was a soccer fanatic, and my operator in Africa set up a soccer game between the personnel of two different lodges, and he played along with him. He had the time of his life.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, that's really, really important that everybody has an input and the information is given as soon as possible.
If you're clear with your agent, if it's a good agent, if you're clear with him or her about what it is you want to get out of this trip, then he can understand. He can probe and get the idea and then really make it something that you're going to take home and say, come home from and say, that was exactly what I wanted and I had a great time. And it's so important to put everything on the table at the beginning. And another little codicil is, we waste a lot of time. We say, look, I think you would do very well to make a 2-day stop at this place and stay at this hotel. And then you have the person come back and say, well, I would, a friend of mine or I found on the internet, and we keep having these alternate ideas that are generated. And generally they're, what I've come up with at the beginning is what the person wants. Very often they sidetrack the discussion with a lot of, independent research that just costs everybody time.
I know. And, I find that, most people when they travel, have an idea of what they want to do. Well, they have a powerful idea in most cases what they want to do, but where they do it and how they do it, they really don't know. And they want to go get warm. Say if they live in Europe or they live in America, Canada, in the winter, they want to go get warm to a beach. But do they go to a beach?
They might say to you, I have this picture of myself standing up in a 4-wheel drive vehicle wearing a leather hat. Something like that.
I know. Don't laugh.
Make that picture happen.
Indiana Jones.
Yeah. Like they have these images in their mind of what their vacation should be, or expectations, I guess. Right? Yeah.
And very often, if you can tap into that image that they have,
yeah,
you can either produce it for them or tell them, look, you're not going to find that. It just doesn't happen.
Yeah, it's only a make believe there. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And that's the one thing
is,
that.
If you go to a travel agent, it's like you can do it yourself. Maybe you can go on the internet and say, "Hey, this looks interesting, and how about that?" But I ask you this: if you're going to paint your house, are you going to go and buy a bucket of paint and then try this color and that color and try to figure out how you're going to handle the shutters or whatever? Or are you going to go to a painter who's going to tell you, "Look, if you're going to do this right, you're going to have to take the shutters down and so on and so forth"? It's really a question of allowing the person to exercise his or her own competence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and make sure you get exactly what they want to do, because people, when they come to travel agents, as you say, a lot of times they don't communicate, and that's the most critical thing, I think, is to tell them exactly what you want to do, what everybody that's going wants to do or expects to do, and then listen to you, because you have been there, and you've done it, and you know.
Exactly.
A thing that I think we ought to talk about, too, about using a travel agent and what they do is when there are problems. Let's say you're on your trip, and something happens. Anything could happen. It could be a war. There could be a hurricane come up or something like that, and or these flights are canceled and broken down or whatever. Would you like to talk a little bit about what travel agents do to help their clients in that situation?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Well, everybody who goes away on a trip, by me anyway, is carrying with them my cell phone number, and if they can get through to me on the phone, I can help. Sometimes whatever needs to be done has to be done by them locally, but they need to be told. What is really important is to have that number. The same thing is true with giving them travel insurance before they go. That gives them a whole safety valve, a chain to pull if something goes wrong and all else fails. They've got that travel agents, that travel insurance to help them out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really important to have somebody that is neutral. In other words, they're not involved in the situation. They can help think clearly and give ideas. And I think that's one of the major reasons the travel agents do such a great job, and they're so important. And I know just from the contacts that we have that have used you, that we've recommended to you, have really been impressed with your service. So, Charles, we want to thank you very much for being here. But before we go, we do want to have you tell everyone how they can contact you.
Oh, sure. My agency is in the Chestnut Hill area of Philadelphia. You can call me toll-free at 1-800-381-3600, or just email me. The email is Charlie, C-H-A-R-L-I-E, at yourtrip.com. And I'd be more than delighted to handle any travel needs. And thank you very much, Gerald, for having me on. We had a great time, and I hope I was able to be of some help.
Oh, yeah. It's been wonderful, because there are travel agencies all over the world, and you find them very well, and people start to realize now that they may want to go to a particular travel agency than just any travel agency. Well, thanks again, Charles.
Travel. Thank you very much for having me on.
Thank you for listening, and we hope you enjoyed the show. Be sure to listen to other great travel advice shows with Chris and Jerry at www.traveladviceshow.com